holding Mexico accountable for failing to comply with 1944 water treaty. Texas border business, Washington. Congresswoman Monica de la Cruz, Texas 15, introduced a resolution to condemn the government of Mexico for its consistent failure to fulfill water deliveries and comply with the 1944 water treaty. The resolution was introduced alongside Reps. Troy Nels, Texas 22, Jake Elzey, Texas 06, Randy Weber, Texas 14, Ronnie Jackson, Texas 13, Dan Crenshaw, Texas 02, and Chip Roy, Texas 21. Mexico's repeated failure to uphold their end of the 1944 water treaty has devastated South Texas farmers, hindered the growth of our Texas agriculture economy, and threatened our national food security. Holding the Mexican government accountable is the first step in ensuring our farmers have the resources they need to thrive, and I will continue to work to ensure South Texans are not left to deal with the consequences of Mexico's non-compliance. Congresswoman Monica de la Cruz. The resolution has garnered robust support from the following organizations: Texas Farm Bureau, Texas International Produce Association, Texas Citrus Mutual, Texas Vegetable Association, and Rio Grande Valley Sugar Growers, Inc. For too long, Mexico has willingly foregone their obligation to send water to the U.S. per the 1944 treaty. As a result, last year our farmer-owned cooperative had to tell our farmers and millworkers that growing sugar in the lower Rio Grande Valley was no longer feasible. Since then, we've laid off employees, left acres fallow, and are now faced with selling off the sugar mill. As we enter the last year of the current five-year cycle for water, Mexico owes over 1 million acre feet. We are hopeful that the new administration, along with Congress, will reset the table with Mexico. Our farmers, former employees, and neighbors in the Rio Grande Valley are counting on it. We thank Congresswoman de la Cruz and her colleagues for their continued efforts to highlight this unacceptable situation. Sean Brashear, President and CEO, Rio Grande Valley Sugar Growers. After 30 years of limited or no compliance to the 1944 treaty, the situation with water in the Rio Grande Valley has reached critical levels. Irrigations are at an all-time low, and that means thousands of jobs and livelihoods in the Texas agricultural space are put at risk. More than that, we may see communities in unincorporated regions of South Texas turn on their faucet and have no water come out. We applaud and thank the Congresswoman for championing this effort and fighting on the region's behalf. We hope that her fellow representatives will act swiftly as time is of the essence. Dante L. Galeazzi, Texas International Produce Association. Mexico has had a habit of making excuses every cycle for decades. It's been great having Congresswoman de la Cruz on our side and fighting for what's right. The simple truth of treaty compliance seems to go unheard in Mexico, and we look forward to Secretary of State Rubio speaking on our behalf very loudly. Dale Murden, grower and president, Texas Citrus Mutual. Texas Farm Bureau, TFB, has worked with farmers and ranchers along the Rio Grande Valley for years to express concerns to state, federal and local officials regarding the negative impacts of Mexico failing to meet its water obligations set forth in the 1944 treaty. We appreciate Congresswoman Monica de la Cruz for leading this resolution and look forward to our continued work to ensure Mexico starts upholding the obligations set forth in the treaty. It is critical to achieve this goal to secure the future of agriculture in the Rio Grande Valley. Texas Farm Bureau President, Russell Boning. Background. Under the 1944 water treaty, Mexico must deliver 350,000 acre-feet of water annually over a five-year cycle. As of November 2024, Mexico has not upheld its end of the treaty and owes over 1 million acre-feet of water for the current five-year cycle. Their non-compliance has caused farmers and ranchers across South Texas to experience significant losses, including the closure of the last sugar mill in Texas. Last Congress, de la Cruz successfully passed a similar resolution through the House and has been a strong advocate of efforts to encourage the government of Mexico to fulfill its water deliveries on an annual basis.